This is Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jason Vance. Today we continue our conversation about horse arenas with Ann Zwinker, a professor of equine science at Penn State University. Ann, when building a horse arena, how important is your base?
That base is real important. How thick it is will depend on the soil type that you have. You're going to have to know what type of soil you have under there, and your excavator or contractor can help you determine that. But you know, you want to put it in that it doesn't wash away, that it's raised up a little, that it, you know, is level in the direction that you want it to be, and the top surface is put on after that's totally laid the way you want it and leveled out and pressed back, compacted down. And you hope to never have to disturb that base again. Whenever someone's working up the finished arena, the last thing you want them to do is, you know, stick harrows down in there and pull up the bedrock that you put, you know, the deep rock that you put in for that base. You never, ever want to mix the two up.
Now, your base is impacted quite a bit by the location that you choose for your horse arena, isn't it?
Like if you build an arena, outdoor arena, up on top of a mountain, has pretty good bedrock, but you move the topsoil, put a little bit of base in, and then your footing, you'll probably be okay. But if you're in a low valley where there's a lot of water movement, you're going to have to pay closer attention to how much base you put in.
When choosing a top layer that goes over the base, what are some of the things you need to consider?
If you have an outdoor arena, it's going to rain on it, and you hope the water moves through that surface, down through the base, and then is filtered away depending on how you have it sloped. And you may have to go with a little coarser rock outside so that they don't compact together, so that water can move through it. The indoor arena, you maybe could go with a finer sand, but if it's too fine and the particles are rubbing together, it's producing dust. It's a continual thing. You have to keep reevaluating your arena. You may have to scrape some of that worn-out sand out and put new in or mix some new sand in that is fresher, that's not as cracked or broken down. So what you use indoor versus outdoor will depend on the climate you're in. The other thing that it really determines what you use is location, which part of the country you're in. The most expensive part of getting this arena put together is if you're transporting building materials from far away. Trucking is very expensive, especially with the cost of diesel fuel. Depending on what part of the country you're from, how accessible it is to get will determine what surface you're going to be using.
What are some of the different options for your riding surface, and what are the pros and cons of each?
Soil is probably the cheapest. You know, we all have soil. And if you're in a real sandy area, you could probably get by with just using the sandy soil that you have. Sand is the gold standard. It is the basis that we mix the other products in. Could also be using rubber, ground up rubber. There's ground up tennis shoes one company sells, but they all seem to mix it with a sand. The other products, soil, we all have it, you could use it. It has a lot of challenges because it will hold water and moisture. It also gets slippery. Some people will also like mix clay with the sand, and the clay kind of holds the moisture and keeps it from getting dusty. A lot of people do like that because that's the standard. There's a lot of new synthetic products out on the market. They say those products are really good on the tendons and the percussion of their feet, so you need to do your homework on those.
So really it's a balance between cost and effectiveness, right?
Exactly, and availability.
That's part three of our interview with Ann Zwinker, a professor of equine science at Penn State University, on horse arenas. Thank you so much for listening, and please tune in next time for the conclusion of our conversation on Let's Talk Horses.